Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And that would be Fox 9 News anchor Kelsey Carlson joining us here courtesy of the John Shustacola Banker Hotline. And by the way, Kelsey is talking to us from Southwest Minnesota because she's at Veterans Field in St. James, because right now, Fox 9, they have the Town Ball Tour that is kicked off. Kelsey, you're at the first... Go ahead.
I've got a special guest with me, Randy Meyer.
Oh, hey.
Car, and I said, hurry up. I'm on with Henry. Let's go.
I took it, Henry.
Yes, that's awesome. So you guys are together, part of the Town Ball Tour schedule for Fox 9. I guess for the people out there listening that don't know about this, essentially what is the Fox 9 Town Ball Tour?
Well, we've been doing this since about 2017, and we just pick a group of small towns across greater Minnesota every summer, and we hit the road, and on Wednesday nights, we do our shows, our early shows, live from one of these communities that has a town ball team. Town ball is a tradition that goes back to the 1800s for a lot of small towns. They would take Sundays and have a baseball team, and people would come get a picnic and come, you know, talk with their neighbors. It was a day off of work, of course, and it just started as a way to gather. And over the years, it's been a great way for college players when they come home to play baseball. Guys who used to play baseball and they're in their 40s and sometimes even 50s. The age can range from 16-year-olds all the way up to guys who are really still in their 50s and playing baseball. And it's just a great way to get a feel for some of the communities in our area. So what I miss?
Nothing. I was going to say, you know, aside from the state fair, Henry, this is really for us, for Fox 9, this has been a really great connection to those communities out and away from the Twin Cities that watch us and feel connected to us. And it's crazy how many people appreciate us showing up in these small towns and broadcasting live and meeting people and talking about the towns. I mean, baseball is kind of secondary to why we come here and sort of what it means to the people in these smaller communities around Minnesota.
I mean, it's super cool. I'm looking at the lineup here. You guys have 7 different broadcasts, including tonight, over the course of June and July. And we talk about baseball, and clearly we're all excited because the Twins have been having baseball games on Fox 9. Does the weather – I'm sure that the weather doesn't always cooperate when you guys travel like that.
True. I mean, in fact, I just talked to a couple guys from Springfield, Minnesota. We are heading there on July 9th, and we got flooded out from Springfield last year.
Ooh.
They had 6 feet on the ball field, and we tried to reschedule it. They just couldn't pull that field back together. So we have had some weather incident, but for the most part, over the course of the years we've been doing this, it's very few and far between.
It's incredible the luck we've had that most of the time – it's a nice evening like tonight. The bugs are low. Humidity's low. Yeah. It's just a really, really nice evening.
And there's no smoke down here, Henry. I don't know what it's like up in the cities right now, but...
None?
We don't really see any right now, so that's been a blessing.
By the way, you guys got great reception. You sound good.
Oh, good. Good. We traveled with our own little cell tower, so... TC Bear was out here tonight, but I think that because of our relationship with the Twins now, we'll see TC Bear a lot. But I love that each community kind of creates their own vibe when we're out here. And so some of these gatherings, it's more than a baseball game. They'll have live music. They'll have prizes and raffles. They'll have just all sorts of things happening. I think we've had some like slip and slide and other just really fun things that kind of just show off the community or just create a very fun atmosphere around the baseball game.
We try to, the four of us, myself, Ian, Kelsey, and Jim, we try to go down into the towns and experience. Like today we stopped at Schmidt Bakery, which is the longstanding bakery here. And we like to check out some of the fun areas of these towns as well, just to get a sense for what the folks here, what's near and dear to the folks.
That was good. You know what? You just stole my thunder. You were reading my mind. Because when you go to these specific small towns, a lot of times they'll have those unique places that you got to go and try to find, whether it's the homemade ice cream or the great donuts. Has there been an experience over the last maybe year or two where you're like, yeah, we got to make it back up there because I love what they're serving?
Yes, but there's so many I can't even single any out. I mean,
every town, whether it's the local butcher, we've had great success with that kind of stuff with meats. Oftentimes it is a bakery of some sorts. It's sometimes a bar. We've been dragged to the town bar before and sat down and had meal with the barkeep and some of the patrons. So we've covered a lot of a local folklore ground in these smaller towns.
Yeah, St. Patrick is a ball field, a church, and a bar. That's all that you'll find in St. Patrick.
Literally, that's it.
Yeah.
Wow. That's awesome. We're talking to both Kelsey Carlson and Randy Meyer here on the Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO from Fox 9. You were about to say something, Randy?
I'm just saying that every single place that we've been to since we started has something really fun to offer. And for me and for Kelsey and for the rest of us, getting out of the studio and getting out and, you know, we're in these studios and we're talking to nobody except a camera so much of our lives. To get out and do these live broadcasts with people all around you and being able to talk to them. They're so gracious with us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's really a highlight for us all summer long. People go, oh, you got to know, we love going. We really do. It's a lot of fun.
Now, how different is it to be out and about among the masses at something like this as opposed to the Minnesota State Fair, the great Minnesota get-together? I know it's got to be different in some sense because for me, when I go to the Minnesota State Fair, if I'm doing shows out there, and I don't have to be out there every day like you guys have to be out there because I'm doing, like, twin stuff and I'm at the stadium and you guys have to be. But for me, like, when you go out there after a few days, you know, it's to me, it's cool for the first couple of days, but then you start to get a little bit winded and tired when you're out there every day over the course of a couple of weeks.
Yes. Yeah. You're overstimulated when you're at the state fair. So it's similar in that everybody's having a great time. You know, it's a place that's fun. So for us, yes, job-wise, this is an excellent assignment. The difference between town ball and the state fair, I would say the state fair is like a carnival ride, right? Lots of lights, lots of action. And I think town ball is more like a tailgate party. People come with their lawn chairs. It's very chill. We're watching guys watch our show tonight, and they're grabbing buckets of beer from the concession stand. And it's more like just sit and hang out. So much, a little bit more relaxed out here.
Definitely. I hear you, Henry. I mean, I've been doing, as you have, been doing the state fair. I think this will be my 35th or 6th fair this summer. But There's a burnout factor there, because as I tell people who don't necessarily do what we do, as soon as you step foot on the fairgrounds, you have to be on, right?
Yep.
I mean,
yep.
It's just a different sort of mentality you have to invoke when you step foot on the fairgrounds, because there's so many people and so many people coming up to you. And here it's much more laid back, as Kelsey points out. People are very gracious, very nice. They still want to shake your hand and take pictures, but it's not quite as intense.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. All right, so what you guys got going for us tonight on Fox 9?
Well, we are down here.
Oops. Oh, don't run anybody over now.
I accidentally beat them.
Those Fox 9 people are not very friendly. Randy Meyer beefed at me.
Here's what I'll say. Here's what I know, because as we were, you know, we were doing our blocks down here and tossing back to the studio, but I do know that there's some movement at the state capitol in terms of a special session. I know the governor spoke this evening or this afternoon as well. So we're getting some progress on the state budget, and the governor has addressed that and the special session, as I understand it. If it hasn't been called, will be called very early.
Yeah, and then we've continued to follow the Derek Thompson trial. He's accused of hitting and killing a car full of women, five women, as he was fleeing from police. And his defense is claiming that it wasn't him being the driver, that it was his brother. So that trial continues, and our coverage continues of that. And then we'll have, of course, Ian with weather, and Jennifer as well back at the station. And then we'll have a wrap-up from Town Ball here at 9 o'clock as well. We're still live in James at 9 tonight.
Awesome. Awesome stuff. Well, I appreciate both of you being on. Hey, be safe in your travels, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Yep. Thanks, Henry.
All right. Bye, take care. All right. That is both Randy Meyer and Kelsey Carlson joining us here on the Lake.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.